So, Harvey Underwill, good morning to you.
Good morning. We have actually a shortage of prison officers, so much so that interstate, right across the country, so interstate, they're trying to poach people with incentive plans. Now, the problem with a lack of prison officers is that they're moving prisoners around so that they can be staffed. And moving prisoners is a really...
Within a jail?
Yeah, or within the system.
Within the system, right.
And this is a really, really complex intelligence operation, putting people together so you can't have warring gangs, you can't have people who've fallen out. And also events that happen outside can impact on inside because of the different gang cultures. If, you know, when there's a mafia hit, you have to move these people. So this restricts that intelligence because you're moving people. And just the other day, there were 13 code calls in one shift, you know, such as assault, self-harm, and so on, 13 in one shift. Meanwhile, we have the Western Plains Correctional Facility, which is 1,248 beds at a cost of $1.1 billion, which is empty.
And of course, why is it empty?
Well, because we haven't got anyone to staff it.
And can't get the staff.
The bail laws were changed, so we ain't got no prisoners to put in there. Just like we've got the quarantine station at Mickleton for 1,000 people when no one's under quarantine. So the question is, what do we do with these facilities?
We turn Mickleton quarantine station into a correctional facility.
But we don't have any prisoners. So, of course, the Western Plains one is not that far from Geelong, so obviously that could be...
Why don't we have any prisoners? Yeah.
Is it good that they're on bail.
Oh, so it's not good. It's not good that it's empty.
So, well, it can be a day spa for the Geelong Football Club because it's illegal to spend any tax dollars west of Altona without the Geelong Football Club getting something. I understand their windsock is being put onto the electric grid, so they get $10 million for renewable energy. So you could do that. Or let's talk lateral. You've got over 2,000 beds. Let's hold an athletic event such as...
Commonwealth Games!
We have the Commonwealth Games. Then we change the event so people are interested. Pole vault, for example, over the wall, but you've got razor ribbon on top. So if you fail, ouch, if you get over, you can run away.
It's like yeah,
that's
games.
Good.
100-metre dash. At the 30-metre mark, you let out the police dogs.
That's just very good. Greyhounds.
And don't talk to me about the Greco-Roman wrestling, because that would be...
would be one.
What?
Well, man.
Would be time to go to an ad break.
Well, man. But what else could you do?
Right. Yeah, this is good. Yeah.
Make it into a television studio. You could have my kitchen knife rules.
Yes.
Lamb shank reduction. Mm. Yeah. I'm a psychopath. Get me out of here.
I'm a celebrity. Get me some cocaine.
Love Island.
Yeah.
Maimed at First Sight.
Yes.
Or remake of the Blues Brothers.
Are you the police?
It's very good, Sly.
Or, you know, a prisoner costs $154,000. So we go back to the convict days and we take all the prisoners from interstate and charge $250,000.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so they make money. You know, they're saving money interstate and they can redevelop their prisons.
In other words, we become a penal colony.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Well, that would mean that... the Western Plains Correctional Facility with 1,200, whatever number of beds it was.
1,248.
1,248. That would make 1,248 million.
Yeah. Well, multiply by, it's going to be, it's 100 grand per prisoner per year.
It's 124 million.
There we go.
And if you use the correctional, the quarantine station, you're making 250 million a year. And then you get them to go out and fix the potholes.
Stay with the slide.
Get the treasurer on the line.
And I assume that the Western Plains Correctional Facility 30 years ago would have been called Footscray Jail, wouldn't it?